Ned bowed and turned on his heel without another word. He could feel Robert's eyes on his back. As they strode from the council chambers, the discussion resumed with scarcely a pause. On Braavos there is a society called the Faceless Men, Grand Maester Pycelle offered. Do you have any idea how costly they are? Littlefinger complained. You could hire an army of common sellswords for half the price, and that's for a merchant. I don't dare think what they might ask for a princess. The closing of the door behind him silenced their voices. Sir Boris Blunt was stationed outside the chamber, wearing the long white cloak and armour of the King's Guard. He gave Ned a quick, curious glance from the corner of his eye, but asked no questions. The day felt heavy and oppressive as he crossed the bailey back to the Tower of the Hand. He could feel the threat of rain in the air. Ned would have welcomed it. It might have made him feel a trifle less unclean. When he reached his solar, he summoned Vaian Poole. The steward came at once. "You sent for me, my Lord Hand?" "Hand no longer," Ned told him. "The king and I have quarrelled. We shall be returning to Winterfell." "I shall begin making arrangements at once, my lord. We will need a fortnight to ready everything for the journey."